Good morning. It's March 22nd, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable display of technology bridging the gap between human intention and digital control, Noland Arbaugh, a quadriplegic since 2016, has showcased the groundbreaking capabilities of Neuralink's telepathy brain chip. This coin-sized implant, nestled within the brain's movement control area, enables Arbaugh to control a mouse cursor and engage in video games without any physical movement, purely through the power of thought. The telepathy implant represents a significant leap forward in cybernetic technology, allowing users like Arbaugh not only to navigate digital environments with ease, but also to perform tasks such as playing online chess and pausing music. These demonstrations highlight the chip's potential to transform the lives of individuals with severe mobility restrictions by connecting their intentions directly to external devices. Despite the promising advancements, Arbaugh has pointed out that the journey is far from over, with several issues still needing resolution. Meanwhile, Neuralink, under the leadership of Elon Musk, has crossed a major milestone by securing FDA approval for human clinical trials. The company is on the lookout for participants for a comprehensive 6-year study, aiming to refine and enhance the technology's capabilities. However, Neuralink's path has not been without controversy, especially concerning the ethical treatment of animals during its research phase, which has seen the death of over 1,000 animals. Yet Musk remains optimistic about the technology's potential to revolutionize care for patients with severe paralysis, emphasizing the long-term vision of enabling control over external technology through neural signals alone. As Neuralink continues to navigate the complex landscape of cybernetic innovation, the real-world impact and ethical considerations of such technology remain subjects of intense scrutiny and anticipation. In a bold move to redefine productivity in the workplace, Microsoft has just pulled the curtain back on its latest innovations at the March 2024 Surface event. The tech giant introduced two new additions to its hardware lineup, the AI-powered Surface Pro 10 tablet and the Surface Laptop 6, both tailored for the business sector with cutting-edge AI capabilities. The Surface Pro 10 stands out with its 13-inch high-resolution touchscreen, an AI-enhanced camera for superior video conferencing, and is powered by Intel's latest Core Ultra processors. It's not just about the internals. The device also features a detachable keyboard equipped with a Copilot quick launch key, an NFC reader, and an option for 5G connectivity, setting a new standard for business tablets. On the flip side, the Surface Laptop 6 offers versatility and form factors, available in both 13.5 and 15-inch models. It shares many of the Pro 10's attributes, including the anti-reflective screen and the same powerful Intel processors, ensuring a seamless user experience across devices. Both devices are poised for an April release, with pre-orders kicking off at a starting price of around $1,100. This pricing reflects their premium positioning in the market, aimed squarely at professionals seeking the best in business technology. But the hardware is just part of the story. Microsoft also unveiled an expansive suite of Copilot plugins and features designed to seamlessly integrate AI into the workplace. From enhancing efficiency and creativity to managing data more effectively, these tools signify a leap towards a future where AI is an essential partner in professional excellence. Notably, the Copilot Studio allows users to craft their own AI assistants for Microsoft 365 without any coding skills, a testament to the democratization of technology. Meanwhile, Microsoft Teams gets a productivity boost with Copilot, automating tasks like agenda setting, note-taking, and meeting recaps. In essence, Microsoft's latest offerings at the Surface event mark a significant step forward in the integration of AI into the workplace, promising a new era of productivity where technology and human ingenuity converge to achieve greater heights. In a landmark moment for the future of technology and ethics, the United Nations General Assembly has unanimously embraced a resolution focused on artificial intelligence. This resolution, spearheaded by the United States and supported by an impressive coalition of 123 countries, sets the stage for a global dialogue on the dual-edged sword that AI represents, its vast potential benefits, and its undeniable risks. The resolution is not just a piece of paper. It's a clarion call to protect personal data, monitor AI for risks, and above all, safeguard human rights in the face of rapidly advancing technology. This move is a critical part of a series of initiatives by governments worldwide, aiming to not just react to AI's development, but actively shape it for the greater good. Key international players, including the US and UK, are not standing by idly. They've unveiled an international agreement focusing on keeping AI safe, a testament to the urgency and importance of this issue. Meanwhile, the European Union is not far behind, having adopted provisional regulations to oversee AI technology, ensuring it aligns with ethical standards and public safety. At the heart of these efforts in the US is the Biden administration, which has been vocal and proactive in pressing for AI regulation. An executive order aimed at reducing AI risks and bolstering national security underlines the administration's commitment to leading on this front. This series of strategic moves marks a significant step toward regulating and promoting AI systems that are not only safe but also trustworthy and aligned with human values on a global scale. In a striking testament to the burgeoning impact of artificial intelligence on the tech industry, Micron Technology has reported a significant 58% increase in revenue, reaching $5.82 billion for its fiscal Q2 2024. This surge is largely attributed to the escalating demand for AI technology, a trend that has not only boosted Micron's financials, but also propelled its stock upwards by 15%. Micron's CEO, Sanjay Mehrotra, has expressed optimism regarding the company's future, viewing AI as a pivotal growth opportunity that could span multiple years. This optimism is reflected in the company's revenue forecast for Q3, which is ambitiously set between $6.4 billion and $6.8 billion. The anticipation around Micron's role in the AI revolution has sparked considerable investor interest, especially after the company announced that its HBM3E memory is already sold out for 2024 and most of 2025. This demand underscores the company's potential to secure a significant market share in high-bandwidth memory. Micron's advancements in HBM technology, particularly the sampling of its 12-high HBM3E cubes, are expected to make a substantial impact on the market. The company projects that HBM revenues will not only contribute hundreds of millions of dollars in fiscal 2024, but also enhance its overall gross margins. However, it's important to note the challenges that lie ahead, including rising memory prices and the financial implications of expanding operations in the US. Meanwhile, Broadcom has also made headlines following an AI infrastructure event, with its shares climbing over 5%. The company's focus on AI, marked by the introduction of new products and the acquisition of a third customer in the consumer AI space, has drawn positive attention from analysts. Both Goldman Sachs and Bank of America have expressed confidence in Broadcom's AI-driven growth prospects, with Goldman Sachs even raising its price target on the stock to $1,550. This bullish sentiment on semiconductor stocks, fueled by the AI hype, underscores the significant interest investors have in companies like Micron Technology and Broadcom, positioning them as key players in the ongoing AI revolution. In a bold move that could reshape the global artificial intelligence landscape, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund is in advanced discussions to establish a $40 billion fund dedicated to AI investments. This strategic initiative is part of the kingdom's ambitious Vision 2030 plan, aimed at transforming its economy to reduce reliance on oil by nurturing growth in cutting-edge sectors like AI. The Saudi Data and AI Authority, or SDAIA, is at the forefront of this push, boasting over 20,000 specialists working across various sectors. Significantly, SDAIA is committed to empowering women in technology, with a goal to train 25,000 women in AI by 2030, addressing the gender gap in the tech industry. The potential investment by the Public Investment Fund is poised to be four times larger than Microsoft's investment in OpenAI, indicating Saudi Arabia's aspirations to become a dominant force in the global AI arena. This move could see the kingdom partnering with high-profile venture capitalists such as Andreessen Horowitz, further cementing its position on the AI world stage. The AI sector is witnessing an unprecedented surge in investments, with major players like SoftBank, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Intel, Insight Partners, NVIDIA, and AI Fund pouring billions into AI technologies. Google and Microsoft are strategically investing in AI startups, while Intel plans a massive $100 billion investment in the U.S. to expand its AI chip manufacturing capabilities, promising to create thousands of new jobs. This flurry of activity underscores a significant trend. The race to lead in AI development is intensifying, with companies and funds worldwide making substantial financial commitments. With talks still ongoing and no official comments from either party, the world watches closely as Saudi Arabia positions itself as a potential global leader in artificial intelligence. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.